Transforming bacteria with recombinant plasmids. A plasmid is an ideal vector for carrying DNA sequences from one organism to another because it is equipped with 1. A promoter that enables gene transcription, 2. A sequence for the initiation of DNA replication, and 3. An antibiotic resistance gene. A plasmid can be taken up by bacteria where it replicates, and its genes are expressed using the bacterial cellular machinery. If a gene of interest has been inserted into the vector, the bacteria produces the product encoded by that gene. Consider, once a gene has been inserted into a vector, what do you think is required to make the product encoded by the inserted gene? Bacterial transformation. Once a recombinant plasmid is made that contains a gene of interest, such as the insulin gene, the plasmid can enter bacterial cells through the process of transformation. Figure 5.1 illustrates transformation. Figure 5.1 shows bacterial transformation. The uptake of DNA from the environment of a bacterial cell occurs with very low efficiency in nature. E. coli bacteria have complex plasma membranes that separate the external environment from the internal environment of the cell and carefully regulate which substances can enter and exit the cell. In addition, the cell wall is negatively charged and repels negatively charged DNA molecules. Consider, why is it important that the membranes of E. coli bacteria carefully regulate which substances can enter and exit the cell? To increase the efficiency of DNA uptake, bacteria are treated in two ways. First, the E. coli bacteria are placed in a solution that contains positive calcium ions, which neutralize the negative charge on the cell's outer membranes, enabling DNA molecules to cross the plasma membranes and enter the cell. Next, the bacteria are subjected to a heat shock, a sudden increase in temperature, which causes the pressure outside the cell to increase. This pressure difference enables the plasma DNA to enter the bacterial cell from the outside. Cells treated with calcium and heat are considered competent or able to take up DNA more efficiently. But even with this treatment, only about 1 in 10,000 bacterial cells takes up a plasmid in its environment. So, how can the bacteria that have taken up the recombinant plasmid be identified? Recall that an important component of a recombinant plasmid is a gene for antibiotic resistance. If you place bacterial cells in the presence of the antibiotic, only those cells that have the recombinant plasmid will grow. Did you know? A bacterial arms race. Plasmid uptake can have serious consequences in medicine. Staphylococcus aureus is a common bacterium that frequently causes infections of the skin and respiratory tract. If the infection is left untreated or spreads to the bloodstream, up to 30% of these infections are fatal. Some strains of bacteria naturally exchange plasmids, which allows for greater genetic variation in a species that reproduces asexually. One exchange mechanism is bacterial conjugation, in which a plasmid is shared between two bacterial cells that come into contact with one another. The other method is transformation, where bacteria take up DNA directly from their environment. In nature, this is often caused by dead cells releasing their contents into the environment. Traditionally, doctors have treated staph infections with antibiotics such as vancomycin, which disrupts the formation of bacterial cell walls. However, in recent years, doctors have found that these antibiotics are no longer effective for treating staph infections. New and more aggressive strains of the bacteria are becoming more common, and doctors are unable to treat the infections. Researchers believe that some Staphylococcus bacteria have acquired the Van A gene while conjugating with another type of bacteria. The Van A gene instills resistance to vancomycin, and certain species naturally carry it within their genome. The resulting vancomycin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus bacteria are becoming more commonplace every day, and the mortality rate is rising. And the problem of resistant bacteria is not limited to staph. Drug-resistant pneumonia and multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis have also become increasingly dangerous threats. To stave off the rise of these superbugs, the biotech industry will need to develop new and innovative treatments. From plasmid DNA to protein. Once a recombinant plasmid has entered the bacterial cell, DNA polymerase initiates replication at the ORI site, and the plasmid replicates using the bacterial DNA replication enzymes. These multiple copies of plasmids can now produce the protein of interest, such as insulin or human growth hormone, in quantity. In this process, the information encoded in the human DNA is transferred from DNA to protein using the transcription and translation machinery of the cell. See Figure 5.2. The protein then alters the observable traits of the organism. And Figure 5.2 shows gene expression from a plasmid in the bacterial cell. Genetic engineering is only possible because genes from different organisms can be expressed in bacteria. On Earth, all life is related, and the way that information is encoded in DNA is universal. As you may already know, proteins are made up of smaller subunits called amino acids, and a sequence of three nucleotides in DNA code for a single amino acid. These three nucleotide sequences are called codons. For example, the codon TTG codes for the amino acid tryptophan, and the codon AAG codes for the amino acid lysine. In many cases, more than one codon can encode the same amino acid. For example, AAA is also a codon for lysine. In addition, there are informational codons, such as the start codon, or ATG, and the stop codon, TTA, which show where in the DNA sequence the code for the protein begins and ends. Did you know? Making DNA from RNA. Even though the DNA code is the same in all life forms, the transcription and translation of genes in eukaryotes and prokaryotes use different enzymes and structures. Human cells are eukaryotes, and bacterial cells are prokaryotes. One important difference between these two kinds of cells is that the genes in eukaryotes contain non-coding sequences called introns. The RNA polymerase transcribes the gene, producing a large precursor messenger RNA containing both introns and exons, which are the coding sequences. The precursor RNA is then spliced, which removes the introns and joins the exons into the mature messenger RNA. Prokaryotes are unable to carry out the splicing of the introns. To solve this problem, scientists use an enzyme, reverse transcriptase, which can copy RNA into DNA, to make complementary DNA, or cDNA, from the messenger RNA for a particular protein. The cDNA, which has only the exon sequences, is then inserted into the plasmid vector. Cloned human genes used to make human therapeutic proteins are prepared in this way.